Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, May 27, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, SMS Lothringen. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the pages of Wikipedia to bring you fascinating stories from history, technology, and more. Today, we're setting sail on the storied waters of naval history with the tale of SMS Lothringen, one of the last pre-dreadnought battleships built by the German Empire. Let's explore what makes the SMS Lothringen not just a ship, but a critical piece of naval history. SMS Lothringen was launched on May 27, 1904, and it was part of the Braunschweig class, making it one of those imposing vessels that heralded the twilight era of pre-dreadnought battleships. These ships were built just before the revolutionary design changes ushered in by the HMS Dreadnought in 1906. If we consider the technology and design principles of the time, SMS Lothringen was quite a masterpiece of naval architecture. But what exactly is a pre-dreadnought battleship, and why is it so significant? Pre-dreadnoughts were large, heavily armored ships carrying a battery of big guns, but nothing that could match the all-big-gun setup of the dreadnought. They were a mix, carrying both heavy guns and smaller, quicker-firing artillery, suited to a range of combat situations from high seas battles to coastal bombardment. The name Lothringen comes from the German name for Lorraine, a region with contentious historical ties between France and Germany, illustrating just how much national pride and identity were tied up in these massive military machines. As a part of the Imperial German Navy's lineup, the SMS Lothringen represented technological prowess and militaristic ambition. Now imagine being part of the crew aboard the SMS Lothringen. This battleship, displacing about 4,394 metric tons, was powered by triple expansion steam engines and could reach speeds up to 18 knots. That's about 21 miles per hour. For a massive battleship at the beginning of the 20th century, moving at that speed with the kind of armor and firepower it had was an impressive feat. During her service, the life of SMS Lothringen was eventful. She was initially part of the Toot Squadron of the Active Battle Fleet for routine exercises and training maneuvers. But as World War I dawned, her role, like many ships of her era, transitioned to coastal defense. The advent of more advanced battleships meant that SMS Lothringen and her sister ships were somewhat outdated for frontline service. It's crucial to consider the context here. By the time World War I broke out, naval warfare was transforming dramatically. The rise of faster, more heavily armed dreadnoughts made ships like the SMS Lothringen relics of a fading era, yet they still played vital roles in the war effort. For instance, SMS Lothringen served in the Baltic Sea against the Imperial Russian Navy and later took part in Operation Albion, a major German land-sea operation against Russian forces in 1917. Imagine the Baltic, with its cold, harsh seas, a pre-dreadnought like the SMS Lothringen, steaming through icy waters, its deck lined with mariners and big guns pointing out to sea, ready for a confrontation. It paints quite the dramatic picture of naval warfare, doesn't it? After the war, under the terms of the Treaty of Versailles, Germany was forced to drastically reduce its navy. SMS Lothringen, surviving the war without major damage, was decommissioned in 1919. However, her service didn't end entirely there. She was repurposed as a target ship for the next 20 years, helping to train and hone the skills of naval gun crews, a sort of retirement, mentoring the new generations of weaponry and tactics. Finally, in 1945, as the world was changing yet again with the end of the Second World War, SMS Lothringen met her demise. She was scrapped in 1948, a quiet end to what had once been a symbol of imperial power and technological achievement. Reflecting on SMS Lothringen's journey from a state-of-the-art battleship to a training target, we see not just a ship, but a narrative of evolution, both in terms of politics and military technology. How do ships like the SMS Lothringen inform our understanding of change over time? What can we learn from the way these massive vessels transition from frontline service to training tools? As we navigate through life, much like crew members on a ship, we often face transformations and phases of redundancy, just as the SMS Lothringen did. It's its powerful reminder of the inevitability of change, whether in war, technology, or personal life. To all our listeners fascinated by history and the lessons it holds, I encourage you to dive deeper into the stories of ships like SMS Lothringen. Their tales are more than just parts of military history. They are reflections on human ingenuity, adaptability, and sometimes obsolescence. That wraps up today's journey on Wikipedia. We ventured back a century to uncover the storied life of SMS Lothringen, a testament to the power and plight of naval engineering before the world knew dreadnoughts and nuclear submarines. Thanks for tuning in, and keep exploring the depths of history and technology around us. Until next time, keep your curiosity shipshape and Bristol fashion.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, SMS Lothringen. Thanks for listening. See you next time.